I think we it was very easy as a manager to stand and say it's just another game, and but we knew that this is arguably one of our toughest fixtures left in the calendar. Difficult venue, team that's third in the league, good side. And it was a big game for them as well to try and win. I think that was reflected in their performance and particularly the latter part of the game. So, huge win for us.
You hadn't won here, it's 17 years or something since you've won here. I mean, that's huge, you know, statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I was only made aware of that before the game. But we've done a lot of that recently, over the last year and a bit. We've put a lot of things right. Still got a lot of things to put right in the bigger picture, but it's another one chalked off, if you like, that we can put to bed. And by doing that, we obviously continue to put points on the board.
Jack Baird gets you the win up and then at the end, two absolutely brilliant blocks, wasn't it?
Yeah, he really pleased that his contribution was as noticeable as that tonight, if that makes sense. His performance level has been very consistent in recent months, as high as it's probably been at any time in his career. But tonight, it's more noticeable because of those things you just described. So, delighted for him that he played such a big part in us winning the game. Terrific young man, attitude is fantastic, and probably indicative of how much we've grown as a club. You know, his own individual performances are probably going with the teams as well.
Because earlier on the season, you know, the defence got kind of pulled apart here a little bit, and a wee bit more maturity tonight, maybe.
Yeah, I think we've grown as the season's been on. I think that's what good teams do. I think we've still got things we can do better. I say that all the time, but I've got a group that's willing to learn, wants to learn. They take things on board. And I said before the game, I think that the biggest difference is our mindset coming here. I think that we're stronger in that respect than when we came here earlier in the season. Obviously helps when you win games, that grows as well. But I think they showed real resilience tonight because they had to be strong defensively in that latter part of the game.
The assist from Lewis Morgan in the first half was just a fantastic touch of quality, wasn't it?
I thought the whole goal was, I think you'll struggle to see a better goal this season. I know it's a very different goal in terms of ones that are maybe smashed in from 25 yards, but I've not watched it again yet, but I know watching it at the time, I thought, that's decent.
that's the thing you must work for in training, that kind
We do a lot of it. We do a lot of these kind of forward patterns, and you know, sometimes you see them often in a game, sometimes you only see them in flashes. One of the things that was a little bit critical at half time was that I thought we should have done more of it first half. I thought we were a wee bit rushed at times, but it's the nature of the game. You know, we're at the top of the league and the games are frenetic, but the goal was certainly reflective of the ability that's within that group, middle to front in particular.
And it's good, you know, you're live on TV tonight, so a lot of people are getting to see what your team can do.
Yeah, I think that's the bonus from it, and that these younger players, if you like, have a platform to show why they're top of the league, why they attract attention, and to do it under that pressure is another step forward for them, if you like, because doing it when there's not as much attention on you is maybe easier than when there's the eyes of a nation on you as tonight. So I'm pleased that they showed what they're capable of in that moment.
McGuinness has shown he's going to be an asset in the middle of the park as well for you now.
Yeah, I thought long and hard about our team tonight. But the great thing now is I've got that flexibility within the squad to make changes and shift people around. And Kyle was a really, really good player. You know, forget how young he is, how many games he's played already. Different attributes than Lewis, if you like, but he'll be a top player. And his ability to come from a wider area into a central area is an asset to me as well.
So brilliant free kick, right.
Yeah, it's a funny one because I've been on at him for long enough to start hitting him because he does them in training, and only just a couple of weeks ago Dumbarton hit one for the first time, and his quality's been good, and then obviously his awareness for the winning goal is obviously great as well.
That's all I was going to ask you.
Thanks, guys.